It is time to welcome in none other than Ruth Epstein from the Republican American. Ruth, of course, covers our area for the Republican American. You can find her stories in the paper and also online at rep-am.com. And you can find Ruth right here on a Monday morning covering stories with us that we've been covering and stories that are coming up. Good morning, Ruth.
Good morning. Yes, here I am, Marshall. And obviously, the big news of the week was the election. And I've got to say, I thought we did a community effort there. We really worked well with everybody and got the results out pretty quickly.
I explain that to people that normally we have people that go to the polls. I have somebody that are always at the local polls. And you go to the polls and also have cover. Mm-hmm. But that wasn't allowed this year. So what Ruth and I and Dale Jones did, Dale, of course, from WZBG, me from here, and Ruth from the Republican American, we all shared information from our sources, and there, and we all got the news out quickly and at the same time, so people can find out what's going on. And that's, I think, what people don't understand is that the Republican American, WZBG, and us, we're not, I guess we might say we might be competitors for ad dollars, but not really. But we're basically here to keep people informed and find the best way possible. And people have to understand that we interact and help one another all the time.
Absolutely. Yeah. We couldn't do it ourselves. There's no way. We just don't have the staffs that the big city radio stations or papers have. Yeah. So it was really a really great effort, I thought. And we got certain... You got towns, I got towns, I'm sure Dale did.
Dale got towns, absolutely.
You know, we all got towns. But as we, you know, unless you're under a rock, most people know the results. And in our area, Maria Horn bested Brian Oler. That was a rematch from 2 years ago. And, of course, Brian was the rep 4 years ago, Maria 2 years ago, and now she's been reelected. And Craig Miner has outvoted David Grombach for our 30th senatorial seat.
So that is all done, and the turnout was just absolutely fantastic.
As we said, Salisbury. I mean, I had a picture in showing Salisbury's line from Town Hall, wending all the way down to Sweet Williams. It was incredible, and you said you couldn't even get in.
It was like, I think between 25 and 2,600 people voted, believe it or not.
Yep.
That's just staggering.
Exactly right. Yep. Yeah.
Cornwall, 900 people voted. Mm-hmm. I mean, these are unbelievable. North Canaan, 1,600 people voted. Sharon, I think it was 900 or 1,000 people voted. I mean, the figures
the
were just
were
way
astronomical.
Up. Yeah, way up. And you know what? It gives you a better representation of really mm-hmm. what the public mm-hmm. wants when more people get involved.
Exactly. But now we can relax again because for all of us, it's really stressful that night, running around trying to get figures. And of course, you know, the registrars were up to their ears in absentee ballots and figuring, you know, that day voting. All in all, it worked out well.
And thank God we're on to other things now.
Oh, God, yes. So we're on. There was a meeting at Housatonic, that Region 1 board, last week, and they've done, they had a lot of issues to come up with, and it's very interesting to hear the statistics from there. Ian Strever, the principal, talking about the effects of COVID and the numbers of kids who are distance learning and those who are in person, and what they're, as we have said before, Region 1 has dealt with it really well, even with some blips of cases, and they've handled it well. But who knows what's to come when the weather gets really cold. And lots of other issues. I really recommend people go on the Region 1 site to hear about all the different things.
You got a great story there. That's a heartbreaking story because you can feel about the agate child that the parents, you know, paid extra to go there, and they were looking for some kind of break back. And the Region 1 board said, you can't set a precedent there.
It tore their hearts out, you could tell. It was a really hard decision. But this is a family. It's very interesting when you look at it. Massachusetts school districts pay for for their kids to come to tuition kids to come here for Ag Ed. New York does not. So if a New York parent wants to send his or her child to the Ag Ed program, they have to pay themselves. So that was a heartbreaker because they said we just can't do it for one and not for everybody. So it was real hard for the board, and that they really struggled with that. Another nice story is the new gates at Twin Oaks. They have redone them. They were beautiful when they were done originally 6 or 7 years ago by Brenda Hall, but they've deteriorated under the weather, and David Bojan and son restored them. And I was up there, and it's just, we all know how beautiful that area is, but those gates just make it so much better.
Well, because the Sharon Housing Trust has an office above us, I saw those gates after they were done, and they were behind the station,
uh-huh.
And they just looked magnificent.
They
just looked magnificent.
So today, talking of COVID, we have testing in North Canaan from 10 to 2.
Go, folks, if you didn't register.
I was just going to say you had to have registered. But because of the uptick in Canaan, and we know because of gear and there were some cases at the school that they decided to hold a COVID testing at town hall from 10 to 2. Tonight is also a continuation, is it not, of the Salisbury Planning and Zoning hearing on the Holly Place?
On the Holly Place affordable housing, yes.
Right.
That is being continued for tonight. I think it begins at 5:30.
5 o'clock, I think. Yeah. 5:30. Yeah. You're right. Sorry, 5:30. And then, of course, the doubleheader in Falls Village, Board of Finance and Board of Selectmen.
And
that night, it's going to be one of those nights.
Sharon, Board of Education is also a meeting tonight as well.
Yes, so
that's a Zoom meeting for you folks.
Yes, so is the Falls Village, I assume.
And in Cornwall, the Park and Rec, they have a Zoom meeting for tonight as well.
And people are now talking about holidays and how to work it out, but I'm sure the Thanksgiving baskets will be coming through. People have been most generous, and I'm sure that's going to be happening.
Well, Eddie Yemeza just announced today that send him a list of people, and he's going to supply turkeys to families that can't.
Really?
Yeah.
That's wonderful. Fabulous. Listened to an interesting talk the other day at the Scoville Library from Professor David Barker, and again, I would suggest people listen to it. It's sort of a postmortem on the election, and he had some very interesting facts. I applaud these local libraries and the speakers they're bringing in. And on next Saturday, Scoville is going to have a talk by, I can't remember his first name, the historian, Connecticut historian Woodward, who's going to talk all about Connecticut and some, I saw a preview and fascinating facts about our state. So, and I'm sure there'll be other things coming up in the middle of the week that we don't know yet.
Also. And I think right now, publicly, everybody who worked the polls for election and the registrars of voters in each town, they did such an amazing job and handling what was just a huge turnout. And the people who work at the polls get paid pittance. They get some food, but it was a long day for everybody. So a big thank you to all those people.
Absolutely. They were the essential workers this week.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, that line in Salisbury never, never got short. Never. Until the time came for the polls to close and anybody waiting in line, they couldn't add any more. But up until then, it was amazing. Sharon, it was just, when I saw that almost 1,000 people voted in Cornwall, along with what happened in Sharon and what happened in Canaan and Salisbury, it's just amazing, amazing.
Yeah.
And Kent. I mean, a ton of people showed up in Kent as well.
Absolutely. So, it was, and how good that is to know people are exercising their right to vote.
I think we've learned that the easiest way to get voting above 50%, because I think now it's going to come in nationally at about 60 or 62%, is to have early voting. I mean, maybe they can arrange it so everybody follows the same rules, but if you have early voting, obviously more people will turn out. If you have early voting...
Of course, and I don't understand the argument against it. I do understand in some respects, but it makes it so much easier. There's no fraud. As much as people have screamed fraud, they have found nothing in all those accusations.
And people got to vote, whether it was by mail, whether it was by going early, or whether it was going to the polls. And it shows that if you give the people the opportunity to vote, they'll vote.
And I agree with you about consistency. It should be all the same way.
Because it's really unfair. When you were watching election night in Ohio, Joe Biden had a 340,000 vote lead. And I said to myself, okay, the mail-in vote came in first there. And that's exactly what happened, because he ended up losing the state by 56,000. And with Donald Trump in Pennsylvania, he had a 600,000 vote lead.
But
in Pennsylvania, they counted the real voting first on that date. And then they started adding all the mail-in ballots and stuff.
Yeah.
Once they get that regulated, and every state reports the same way, and you know what? It's kind of like the old times. You don't get an instant analysis. It takes a day or two for you to see really what's going to shake out. I mean, that's the way it used to be, folks. It never used to be, okay, we'll get the results in 5 minutes.
Right. Yeah. And we're such an impatient country anyway.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yes.
All right, Ruth.
Okay, Marshall, I got to head up to Canaan, so I will. And thankfully, it's a beautiful day, so everybody can be outside.
Enjoy it, and we'll speak to you next week.
Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Ruth Epstein from the Republican American with the Republican American Report, rep-am.com on the web.